After being in service one more time. Amen. I'm trying it one more time. Anybody glad to be in his service one more time? All right, that may have been all right for me. That might have been all right for Pastor Wyatt. But is there anybody in here that's glad to be in his service one more time? That you simply came to praise and uplift the name of the Lord? I know it was some reason that you got here. Somebody called you and said, I need you to come to church because they told me that I need to bring at least 20 people. Is there anybody here that's woke up this morning that said, I've been through enough hell on this week. I got to get to the house of God. It ain't anything about this week. I've been through enough hell in 2025 that I had to find my way to the house of the Lord. I've been through enough hell that anybody else would have threw in the towel, but I give God thanks because through it all, he's been my because in him being my keeper, I understand that he gives me renewed mercies every day. And because he gives me renewed mercies, guess what? I can step on anyhow because I understand this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. I understand something this morning, Carter, that if God be for me, then who can be against me? I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Y'all got to excuse me. This started this morning and let it go. I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get it to let it go. The whole atmosphere shifted this morning and let it go. When we look back over our life and we understand that he said, today is the day that the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. We can't worry about no other day, but we got to give God thanks in this day. Because when you give God his thanks in this day, he gives you the ability to run on to the next day. Amen. 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 I just want to encourage somebody that be going through something. Every time you look up, you wondering what's going to happen next. You wondering why me? Why my family members? Well, let me tell you and understand something that the Bible tells us in Isaiah 54 and 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned. He said that this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. If you didn't get it, let me give it to you in D translation. You got to understand that the weapon formed, but it won't prosper. You got to understand, they tried to set you up on your job, but it won't prosper. You got to understand, they tried to set you up in your finances, but you understand, it won't prosper. You understand that the doctor gave you a report, but it won't prosper. You understand that there may be sickness on every side, but it won't prosper. There might be some danger that came into your family later, but you got to understand, the weapon formed, but it won't prosper. Is there anybody here that understands that the weapon got formed, but it won't prosper? To God be the glory for the things that he has done. This morning we're going to have our prayer this morning. If you don't mind, can you pray for me one more time, please? Amen. This day.
Amen.
This day.
This day.
This day.
This day.
Not any other day, but I got to give it thanks in this day.
Amen.
Because I give it praise in this day, my blessings begin to mount up for the other days. This day.
Amen.
If we
guys
want standing on your feet.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. First of all, saying thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for keeping us all this week. Thank you for giving us a mind to want to go into your house with no other agenda but to give you honor, to give you praise, and to give you glory because it is due to you, Father God. We pray right now in Jesus' name that you forgive us for every sin, every wrong thought, every wrong deed, everything we've done that is wrong and displeasing to you, Father God. We don't want anything to hinder us from the move of God that you're doing in this house, Father God. I thank you for being God. I pray for the apostle, the bishop, Father God, the first lady, all tiers of leadership, Father God. I pray for the fivefold ministry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your people to come on one accord, Father God, because we don't have no hidden agenda, but ours pray. Bless everybody under the sound of my voice. Bless every family that's represented in this house, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus now, Father God. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you. you're welcome in this place. I don't know about you, but I've got enough bad news on this week. I've caught enough hell on this week. Ain't gonna let that I had to come in here and I had to tell him, Jesus, you're welcome in this place. Is there anybody that had an experience of shortfalls on this week? And you just tell him, Lord, not just this house, but my house. Would you stop on by and dwell with me for a while? Because Jesus, you're welcome in this place. going to put on my robe.
Unspeakable love.
Help us out here. Come on, hype us up, man. Come on, man.
Give to greater praise, you'll give to the, you'll, to, thank you, ladies. Sister Deborah, Sister Tasha, switching places. Amen. 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 This morning, as you guys know, we are two ministries. We are one ministry, but there is two ministries here. Amen. Because one of the ministries still has some costs that they have to take care of, we do take up an offering, do an offering time with them. If you choose to give to Deliverance and Praise this morning, you give to Sister Tasha. Sister Tasha, raise your hand for me. Amen. Amen. You want to give to Deliverance and Praise virtually through Cash App, you give to $Church, DAP1. It's on the screen. $Church, DAP1. If you want to give to Greater Praise, you'll give it to the basket that the lovely Miss Deborah is holding. Amen. Amen. If you want to give the greater praise, you give the greater praise, BCO6. That's greater praise, BCO6. If for some reason you forgot your tithes and you decide you want to mail it, you can mail it to 920 Northwest 46th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73118. But this is my favorite one that I love the way y'all give. And both sides will please stand, face the middle out, follow the direction of the rear when you can give in person. Amen. Because the Bible says that when we give, it shall be given back to us. Press down, shaking together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. 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 And these tithes will be for the uplift of the kingdom. If I got both sides, please stand, face the middle aisle, and start from the rear. That's going to be too hard. If I, both sides, please stand, face the middle aisle, and start from the rear. Amen. Amen. It'll get y'all ready. Amen. Come on, we're going to start back there in the back. Amen. That back row back there. Tanya. This side stay standing, this side stay seated. Do this side first, and then we'll do this side.
Y'all bear with us.
To you, if you just scoot on over next to the next person. Look at the person next to you, smile on them real big, tell them, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
And I'm glad you're sitting by me.
Sitting
amen.
By
so me. Make room for somebody else to sit by you. Amen. 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 Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for the seed as well as the seed sowers. Continue to be with us in this service. Be with the man of God that will bring your message this morning. Hide him behind the cross. Sit him down so that you may stand up within him. Have your way in this service. Not our will, but your will be done. Move like only you can. We thank you right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this service and we say,
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. There's something in you that says, my soul says yes.
been. If it had not been.
About a little bit, something in my soul makes me want to tell him, hallelujah, something in my soul makes me want to tell him, thank you, Jesus, because if it had not been for the Lord, oh my God, I don't know. My story may not be your story, but you got a reason to give it praise. You got a reason to shout his name. If it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. He keeps on keeping me. He keeps on making a way for me. He keeps on opening doors for me. Anybody in here that your prayers have saved your child? Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind, Kelly. They took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed for me. To God be the glory. 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 It's something about when I hear that, that my soul gets happy. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I wasn't supposed to be here today, Robert. But God. I could have been dead sleeping in my grave. But God, I haven't always done the right thing, but God, I haven't always been in the right places, but God, is there anybody here that you just take examination of your life and you can just shout one time for me, but God?
I don't know where I'd be today. A songwriter said, dead sleeping in my grave, but God stepped in and made old death behave. I don't know about you, but I came to have church today. And I promise you this, that if you say amen, I'm going to get out your way. Job chapter 2 says, on another day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Then saith the Lord to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity. Though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied, a man will give all he has for his own life, but now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped against himself with it as he had sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? And all this, he replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shunite, and Zophar, the Naamite, heard all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. I want to speak to you today on the topic of the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Why is it that when we're going through something, we want to tell God how big our situation is? We want to tell God about our troubles, about our trials, but we never think to tell our trials and our troubles about our God. We never think to tell our trials and troubles. I serve a God that's bigger than you. I serve a God that's better than you. But instead, we always talk about what we're going through.
Come on, Bishop.
Well, I dropped by today to tell you guys that you're not the only one going through something. You're not the only one with trials and tribulations. You're not the only one with unexpected situations. Come on. You're not the only one thinking about throwing in the towel. You're not the only one thinking about giving up. But I drop by to tell you today that I serve a God that can do any and everything. He's here to and he raised the dead. He fed 5,000, and your little problems ain't nothing for a big God.
Amen.
See, we put some unknown reason. We think that what we are going through is the end all be all.
Come on, sir.
Wow. We think that what we are going through, we can't make it through. But I got a question for you. Some of y'all went through things when you were 15, and now you're 30. Some of y'all went through things when you were 60.
Come on,
Some of y'all went through things when you were 30 and now you're 60. What am I saying to you?
If you made it through that, God is able to do any and everything.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
When we look at Job, we look at Job, and we look at what Job went through. Now, the question I had to ask myself, Pastor, come on, is when God said, have thy consider my servant Job. Now, when I thought about that, that's like one of my friends telling somebody why I got a pocket full of money. And if you catch him around the corner, you can hit him in the head and take his money. It looked like for a minute that God had set Job up. It looked like God had turned his back on Job. And it looked like God had said, I'm going to let Job go through this. But then I got to looking at it with my spiritual eye. And when I looked at it with my spiritual eye, one thing I understood, that God knew what he had in Job. Job's in church.
Yes,
God understood what he had in Job. He knew he had a soldier that had been through the trials, who had been through the fire, and had stood the test of time.
Yes.
So when he told him,
yes,
have you considered my servant Job? What he was telling him was, Job is committed to
me.
Job is mine, and no matter what you throw at him, Job won't turn his back on me. Job won't give up. That's not us. That's not us. That's not us. This morning somebody stepped on your toe. You still mad about it right now. That's not us. That's not how we're built up. You still thinking about something that happened last year.
Come on, Pastor.
Not understanding that was 365 days ago. Yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
But in the midst of what you were going through, the thing you didn't understand, that God was walking with you.
Yes.
You didn't understand that God was talking to you.
Yes.
You didn't understand that God was telling you, I'm your own.
Yes.
He said, give your burden to me because I care for you. This is what you didn't understand why you were going through.
Yeah.
That God was always right there.
Amen.
Never turning his back on you.
Right.
See, Job understood this, unlike we do. Job understood that for God, I will live.
Yes.
And for God, I will die.
Yes.
Now, gentlemen, this is what I want to bring to y'all to you. Watch. All the ladies turn at you
and get mad at you. But gentlemen, I got to bring a point to you that was in the Bible. Job's wife, that woman, Job's wife, the one that he took up to, he took her for better or for worse. Job's wife, that woman, that was supposed to be with him for through the good times and the bad times. Job's wife, that woman. Look at my women is looking at me now. She said, are you still holding to your integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? I was wondering back then, did Job have a life insurance policy? Insurance policy that when Job died, she was gonna be a millionaire. Oh, come on. Because instead of saying, husband, let me pray with you, husband, let me fast with you, let's have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our problems. You'll hear our famous cry and answer. She said, give up, throw in the towel, let me get rich.
And the son of
something. They just think to themselves, you had to do something wrong. When they see you going through something, you had to curse God. When they see you going through something, they think you didn't, not understanding that God puts you through it so he can bring you through it so you can be a witness to them about what God can do. See, when Ron understand that what I'm going through wasn't about me, but it was about him, because he needed to see God working in my life so he could understand that God could. So see what Job was going through, his wife didn't understand. His wife had no clue about what he was going through. But you see, I understand one thing about Job. It's while Job was going through, he had his mind stayed on Jesus. He had his mind on, come on. He had his mind. Somebody in here is thinking about the roast at home. Somebody in here is not thinking about the game. Somebody in here is thinking about some other than Jesus. We come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. But if your mind is somewhere else, how can you come in this house, gather in his name, and worship him when you're thinking about everything else, about how good God is, how he brought you from a mighty long way, how he kept you from danger, seen and unseen, how he kept you when you couldn't see, kept yourself, how he loved you when nobody else loved you. See, this is what Job understood. Have I got your attention yet? I know all the ladies is mad at me.
You all right?
I know I am. See, this. This is what you got to understand that Job knew. See, Job knew that the same God that blessed him with all the cattle, the same God who gave him all the riches, the same God who gave him all the children, the same God who gave him all the mansions, the same God that gave him all the land, the same God that put the sun and the moon and the star, the same God that scooped out the earth and made rivers and oceans, the same God that made me and you from the dust of the earth and our nostrils the breath of life. God, Job understood that if God did it once, he could do it again. See, we think we serve a sometime God, but we serve an on time. We serve an old time God. And Job understood that. So when Job's wife came to him, now I'm going to make y'all ladies happy. Job's friends came. And I'm going to say something about some friends. See, I know that these two guys standing on this wall over here, that guy out there in that old you hat, I know that when I'm running in the fire, I ain't running in it by myself. Ain't talking to you. I know that when I'm going into danger, I'm not going in there by myself. But they gonna come with me. Can I make it plain for y'all so y'all can understand it. See, what you don't understand, that when you got a friend like Jesus, you're not going in the valley all by yourself. But rather, Jesus gonna go in the valley before you. Jesus gonna prepare the way. He gonna make the crooked roads. Ain't no God like the one I got. I know y'all have tried some others, but the one I got sits high and looks low. The one I got went to Calvary's Hill where they hung him high. They chest him wide. He died for your sins and mine. The one I got, he assures me that my storms I remember when I was growing up and my mama would make us come in the house because it was raining. Josh, I'm going to point out for you. There she go right there. She would make us come in the house because it was raining. And me and my brother would be upset because we wanted to go outside and play. But my mama told us something. I don't know why y'all tripping. I don't know why y'all upset. Because sooner or later, the rain gonna stop. Sooner or later, the ground gonna dry up. Sooner or later, it's gonna be all right. Because God don't come on.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell y'all something. Come here, mama. She thinks she's finna get put on punch too. Y'all better pay attention to this. As big as I am, I can still come sit on her lap.
About each and
said, I'm going to make this day special for you. So in this day, I'm going to bless you. In this day, I'm going to lift you up. In this day, this is the problem. We think so much about the bad that we can't see the good. We think so much about what we're going through that we can't see God when he's working. But God said, I don't work just one day, but I work every day. Every day with Jesus is sweeter. That tells me that every day gets a little better. Every day gets a little juicier. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. So he says, I want to bless you. I want to deliver you. I want to take care of your storms. But do you trust me? That's the answer right there. Do you trust me? Ladies, I'm in the park on y'all. Y'all lawn right quick. You've been trusting that guy for years and years. He still ain't put a ring on you. You've been trusting that guy for years and years. He still ain't got a job. You've been trusting him. Fellas, I'm sorry if I get you in trouble. You've been trusting him for years and years, and he eating up all your kids' cereal, playing on their PlayStation. Blacked your eyes, swole your lip up, and you still trying to tell all us he loves you. Ran into the dope. But God, he won't lay his hands on you but to help you. He won't lay his hands on you but to heal you. He won't lay his hands on you but to bless you. And you still won't trust him. But you're wondering why your storm is so heavy. Come on, baby, I'm finna go home. I ain't got time for them. You wonder why your storm is so heavy. You wonder why your situation is so dire. That's because you ain't said, I trust you with everything concerning me. Put my tunes on, I'm going home. I trust you with everything concerning me. The good times and the bad times. I trust you in the ups and the downs. Because I serve a God that will make a way. I serve a God that's still in the healing business. I serve a God that sits high, doing good, and looks lower. I serve a God that when I was lost, deep in sin, gave his own life up, went to Calvary's Hill, where they hung him high. They stretched him wide. He died for your sins and mine. But I heard it one Sunday. Early one Sunday. While the dew was still on the ground. Early one Sunday morning. When the birds had not started chirping yet. Early one Sunday. He got up. He got up. He got up with all power. All power in heaven and in earth. Took your problems. Took your storms. Took them to the grave with him. Buried them. And you don't still understand what God can do for you. You don't understand how God keeps on making a way. You don't understand how God keeps on opening doors. You don't understand how God keeps doing it over and over and over and over and over again. There's something about the name of Jesus that put running in my feet, clapping in my hands. Something about his name makes me run on a little while longer and see what the end's going to be. Can't nobody, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody save me like Jesus. Can't nobody heal me like Jesus. Can't nobody rescue me like Jesus. I serve an old time God. I serve an old time God. I serve a prayer answering God. I serve a way making God. I serve a God that will pick you up, turn you. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. The doors of the church are open. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. If you're here this morning and you don't have a church home, out of the ark of safety, this is a good time to give you a life. Stop.